早晨我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读诗篇第十六篇。
This morning we would like to turn to Psalm 16.
我们要把全篇的诗都读一下。
We'll read the entire Psalm.
这样好了，我读一节中文，我弟兄读一节英文，这样。
My brother will read Chinese first and we'll read English alternating.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
Their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their name on my lips.
以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
当我们读大卫一生的故事的时候
When we read the story of the whole life of David,
我们可以看见呢，大卫呢，有两本传记。
We can see that David wrote two books.
就是 biography, 他有两本传记。
He has two biographies.
那么一本传记呢，是讲到他的外面的生活。
One book speaks of his external life.
另外一本传记呢，讲到他里面的生活。
Another one speaks of his internal life.
当我们读旧约圣经里面，读到撒母耳记、列王记和历代志的时候。
When we read the Samuels and the Chronicles and the Kings.
那里记载着大卫他的家事，记载着大卫外面的活动，记载着大卫怎样做以色列的君王。
And they record how David was the king, how his family was, and how his life was.
我们知道这是大卫呢外面所说明的一个故事。
So that's the story on the outside.
但是我们知道嘛，大卫还有另外一本传记啊。
But we also know David has another biography.
那个传记呢，是讲到他里面的经历。
And that speaks of his experience inside.
那么那个传记呢，就是诗篇。
And that is called the Psalm.
所以认真讲，我们每一个基督徒呢，一个人都应该有两本传记。
So, specifically say, we Christians, we should have two biographies as well.
我们今天有很多的基督徒啊，我们好像只有一本传记。
Many Christians today seem to only have one biography.
记载我们的家庭，记载我们在地上做了什么事，什么活动。
It records our family, what we did on earth.
很少基督徒啊，有里面的这个传记。
Very few Christians have an inside biography.
我们知道 大卫的一生，神在外面给他有很多的带领。
We know that throughout his life, the Lord, God led him for many, many circumstances.
那些经历也都是重要的。
And those experiences are important.
但是呢，当我们读诗篇的时候
，But when we read the psalm,
我们能感觉到大卫里面的生命是那样的丰富。
We can feel that the inside of his life is so abundant.
他跟神之间的这个关系这个建立。是在一种非常丰富的一种情况的里面。
The relationship with God was built on a very abundant situation.
所以这个提醒我们。
So this reminds us.
我们作为基督徒
if we're as Christians.
我们不要光是有一点外面聚会的生活，一点聚会的活动就为满足。
Let us not be satisfied by some external gathering and some meetings.
我们一定要追求那个里面和神之间的这个交通。这个来往的丰富。
We have to pursue the abundance of the inside communion with the Lord.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要非常注意我们里面的生命到底丰盛不丰盛。
We need to pay clear attention to whether or not our internal life is abundant or not.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在诗篇第十六篇里面
，In Psalm 16，
大卫。告诉我们那个追求里面生命的一些秘诀。
David tells us some secrets about pursuing the internal life.
我们怎样能使我们里面的生命能变得更丰富呢
？How can we cause our inside life to be more abundant?
在诗篇第十六篇里面
，So in Psalm 16,
大卫给我们看见五个重要的点。
David told us five important points.
我希望今天早晨呢，我们交通完之后，所有的弟兄姊妹，你都把这五个点呢，要牢牢的记住。
I hope after our fellowship this morning, you will firmly remember these five points.
并且要在主的面前呢，要认真的去操练和学习。
And you need to exercise these five points, before the Lord very diligently.
我们从大卫的经历里面，我们得着了。一个明确的原则和一个明确的道路。
From David's experience, we have concluded a very clear principle and a path.
读诗篇十六篇的人都知道。
For those who read Psalm 16, you will know.
这一篇诗是非常的重要。
This is a very important psalm.
因为你读使徒行传第二章的时候。
And if you read Book of Acts chapter 2,
使徒彼得头一篇的信息。
What is the firstSermon of Peter.
那也是教会历史上面的头一篇道。
The first sermon in church history.
那么在那个彼得的那篇信息的里面呢，就引用了诗篇第十六篇。
So what Peter said in his sermon quoted Psalm 2, Psalm 16.
所以诗篇十六篇认真讲也是一篇预言诗。
So in other words, Psalm 16 is also a prophetic psalm.
是非常重要的一篇诗。
It's a very important psalm.
但今天早晨呢，我们要从其中呢找到五个重要的点。
So to this morning, we'll find five key points.
那么我们看一看今天我们在主跟前应当如何来追求那个里面生命的丰盛。
So we will need to see how we can pursue the internal abundance before the Lord.
在这里呢，给我们看见头一个重要的点。
So firstly,
就是在第二节。
In verse 2.
第二节说，我的心哪，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
请弟兄姊妹们记得这里有一句重要的话叫做你是我的主我的好处不在你以外。
Please remember this very key important phrase. You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
在属灵生命的经历上面来讲这是一个非常重要的点。
In spiritual experience, this is a very important point.
我们晓得在犹太人中间呢。
We know that among Jews,
他们用这个主这个字。
The word Lord,
这个字呢在近前的犹太人的心目中间呢要比拟我这些基督徒的那个感觉要重的不知道多少倍。
For those godly Jews, this word is so much more meaningful than for most of us.
我们晓得在旧约圣经里面呢，当犹太人他们写旧约圣经的时候，
So when the Jews wrote the Old Testament,
他们对这位创造宇宙万有的这一位，
For the one who created the universe,
他们要用一个名词来形讲述他的时候
they are to give a noun to describe him.
因为他们里面对这位神有一个非常荣耀的一个认识。
Because they have a very glorious knowledge about this God.
所以当他们用这些词的时候呢，非常的谨慎。
So when they choose these words, they are very careful.
我们晓得在旧约圣经里面有四个字讲到神。
We know that in the Old Testament there were four words speaks of God.
第一个 Elohim.
Elohim, first one.
那么我想我没有时间去解释它。
I don't have time to explain them.
第二个就是 Jehovah, 耶和华。
Is Jehovah.
第三个就是 Adonai, 这个就是主。
Then the third word is Adonai.
还有一个是 El.
And an El.
也是指的神说。
And that means God.
所以呢在旧约圣经里面有这四个希伯来字讲到我们的神。
So these four Hebrew words in the Old Testament speaks of God.
我们都知道在旧约圣经旧约时代中当这些文士们祭司们他们在抄录圣经的时候
So we know that these scribes when they were copy recording the Bible
他们每一次抄到这个名字都要先去洗一个澡
Whenever before they copy that word they have to take a bath
所以你就知道他们提到神的时候他们那个里面呢对神的这个敬畏
So you know that the reverence of them toward the Lord
所以呢当他们称神为主的时候
So when they call the Lord When they call the God Lord,
那个在他们的里面是非常重的一个字眼。
That is a very important word for them.
今天呢，我们要解释这个，只能说什么呢？我们要站在奴隶的地位上面，你才能用这个字。
For you to use that word, you have to stand as a point as a slave.
但今天呢对基督徒来讲主啊主啊的这个已经讲得太轻描淡写的了
But for Christians we call Lord Lord easily
所以难怪主耶稣说你们那个称呼主啊主啊的人不能真都进天国
And no wonder Jesus said those who you call Lord Lord cannot all enter the
因为我们嘴巴称他为主我们生活表现并没有完全尊他为主
Because we call him Lord on our lips but not reverend him in our life
所以当大卫说你是我的主
But when David said, You are my Lord,
下面就说我的好处不在你以外
My goodness is nothing apart from you.
我们晓得大卫是以色列的君王
We know that David is the king of Israel.
他是在以色列百姓中间做主的
He is the Lord over the Israel people.
他拥有最大的权柄
He has the highest authority.
他管理所有以色列的军队
And he manages the army of Israel.
管理所有以色列的这些臣仆
He has all the servants of
管理以色列所有的百姓
all the peoples of Israel
他是一个有是做主的人
he is a lord
但是大卫认识一件事情
but David knows one thing
他知道若不是神在他里面做主
unless the God is his lord
他在外面就不能替神做主
he cannot be lord for God
所以今天呢弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
当你称主耶稣为主的时候
When you call Lord Jesus your Lord
你必须让他在你的生命中间完全的掌权
You have to let him have full authority in your life
如果他在你的生命中能掌权
If he can have full authority in your life
你就能在外面为神掌权
Then on the outside you can have authority for the Lord
这是个秘诀
That's a secret
今天我们很多时候称主耶稣为主啊
Many times we call Lord Jesus Lord
我们并没有让他完全做主
We didn't let him take full control.
所以在外面你想要为主掌权也不可能。
So you cannot exercise authority for the Lord.
大卫告诉我们说
David told us,
你若让神在你里面做主
If you let the Lord be the Lord in your life,
那么你就会从神得到好处。
You will receive a goodness from the Lord.
我想我用一个实际的例子来说明一下。
I think I'll use a real example.
我们都知道保罗是一个敬畏神的人。
We know that Paul is someone who feared the Lord.
他的一生也是真实以主为主。
His life truly is centered around the Lord.
你看在大马士的路上当他遇见主的时候。
You see on the road to Damascus when he met the Lord.
他第一句话问的什么主啊你是谁。
And what did he say first? He said, Lord, who are you?
我们晓得从那一天开始。
And we know that from that day on.
耶稣基督就成了保罗的主。
Jesus Christ became Paul's Lord.
所以保罗一生在神的跟前称自己为奴仆。
So throughout his life, Paul called him the servant of the Lord.
Bond slave.
The bond slave of the Lord.
那么意思就是说呢，他是完全尊主耶稣基督为主的。
That means that he completely rendered the lordship to the Lord.
所以你看，在保罗的生命中间。
So in his life,
因为主能在他里面做主,
because God can be his Lord,
所以他就可以为主在环境中间做主,
and then he can be Lord in the circumstances for God.
你们都读过这个, 使徒行传,
you've read the book of Acts.
在27章那里,
in chapter 27,
路加呢用了很 这个细致的手法记载保罗最后一次到罗马去。
Luke used very detailed description describe the last trip to Rome.
我们知道最后保罗去罗马的时候呢，他是一个囚犯。
We know that he went there as a prisoner.
他们从该撒利亚上了船。
So they boarded the ship from Caesarea.
那么上了船之后呢，他们就要到罗马去。
So they headed toward Rome.
你看见在《使徒行传》27章这幅图画里面。
So you see in chapter 27 of Acts.
那我们知道在那个情况里面，做主的应该是谁呢？应该是那个百夫长。
So you know that who should be the Lord in that situation should be the centurion.
因为他是罗马的军官。
Because he's the officer from Rome.
他押着保罗呢要到罗马去。
And he is taking Paul to Rome.
另外呢，我们晓得在那个船上呢。
We also know on that boat.
那个掌舵的跟那个船主应该是舵主。
The first officer or the owner of the boat shall be the Lord.
但是我们晓得当那个船离开那个该撒利亚以后,
but we know that when the ship left Caesarea,
后来他们来到一个岛上,
they went to an island,
结果就遇见了大风浪,
and then they saw a great storm.
所以当这个环境起了变化的时候呢,
so when circumstances changed,
你仔细地读使徒行传第27章,
You read chapter 27 of Acts.
哎，到底是谁在那里做主呢？
And then you ask, who is the Lord?
结果我们看见是一个囚犯在那里做主。
And then we see a prisoner being the Lord.
都是保罗在那告诉他们你要做这个做那个。
Paul tells them you should do this and that.
保罗对他们说你最好不要开船。
And Paul told them don't set sail.
那这个百夫长说呢, 我不相信你, 你是个囚犯, 我只是相信开船的。
And then the centurion said, I don't believe you a prisoner, I believe the captain.
这个船长更不要听他的。
And the captain will not listen to him.
结果果然遇见大风浪。
So they entered into a great storm.
风浪大到一个地步啊。
And then the storm was so great to a point.
所有的货物通通损失了。
All the cargoes are lost.
那么我们看见保罗在那个船上是主。
And we see that Paul on that ship was the Lord.
甚至到最后呢, 保罗劝他们你们吃饭啊, 不吃饭不行啊, 你看,
at the end, Paul encouraged them, you have to eat.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
那幅图画就告诉我们,
that picture tells us,
当保罗里面能让主耶稣基督做主的时候,
when Paul can let the Lord Jesus Christ be his Lord,
他就可以为主在环境中间掌权,
and he can, for the Lord, take control of a circumstance.
所以大卫是一个深深认识神主权的人。
And so David is someone who deeply knows the authority of the Lord.
他说你是我的主。
He said, you are my God.
我的好处不在你以外。
My goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以弟兄姊妹啊,
so,
你若能让主在你里面掌权做主啊, 你真是好处是享用不尽的。
If you can let the Lord take control of your life, you have so many goodness.
我们呢, 老实讲, 虽然蒙恩德就称主耶稣为主啊, 一直怕他做主。
Honestly saying that when we believe the Lord, we call him Lord, but we are afraid to let him be Lord. We all believe that if things are in my hands, I'm more certain.
我们交给他, 那这个,
it's so fearful for us to hand our authority to him. We don't understand that this Almighty God, the Creator of all things, if He can be the Lord of you, there is no difficulty that can stop you.
所以你看嘛, 这是在属灵生命经历追求里面生命丰富的第一个重要的点。
So this is the first secret of the spiritual abundance.
哎, 你们跟我一起讲一遍好不好?
So you have to repeat after me now. You have to remember this.
哎, 我先用中文讲。
I will speak in Chinese first.
啊, 那个会讲中文人跟我一起大声讲好不好?
Speak loudly.
你是我的主,
you are my Lord.
我的好处不在你以外,
my goodness is nothing apart from you.
太小声了, 都不敢讲,
too quiet.
大声一点了,
speak up.
好吧, 大声一点讲啊, 你们声音, 你们这么多人应该比我声音大。
There are so many of you.
来, 你是我的主,
You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
太小声了。难怪生命不长进了。你要大声讲啊。所以你每天早上起来的时候对主说什么？你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
So what should you tell them, Lord, every morning when you wake up? You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. You're blessed if you do this.
碰到每一件事情的时候呢, 你第一个想到你是我的主,
whatever you endure, the first thing you think is that you are my Lord.
我的好处不在你,
my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以一方面来讲,
so on one hand,
大卫绝不在主之外求什么好处,
David would not seek goodness outside of the Lord.
那么你必须要让主耶稣基督做主。
So you must let the Lord Jesus Christ be your Lord.
所以这是非常重要的。
So that's a very important point.
第二个点,
Second thing.
第四节,
Verse 4.
你看中文圣经里面呢, 那个神旁边都是点点点的原文没有的。
The Chinese translate something differently.
简单的说, 那以别的代替神的, 他的愁苦必加增。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
大卫知道一件事情,
David knows one thing.
在他的生命中间,
In his life,
任何的东西代替主的自己, 愁苦都要加增。
Whatever he uses to replace the Lord, his sorrow will multiply.
我们晓得神可以把很多东西给我们。
We know that God can give us many things.
但是那些东西绝不能代替主的自己。
But those things cannot replace the Lord himself.
所以在我们的心里面最深处,
So in the depths of our heart,
弟兄姊妹，那个中心点的地位永远是归给主的。At
that center point, we should leave that for the Lord.
绝不能用任何东西来代替。You
cannot replace it with any other thing.
我们都晓得，圣经，新约圣经告诉我们，如果你今天呢用钱财来代替主，你的愁苦必加增的。The
Bible tells us if you replace the Lord with mammon, your sorrow will multiply.
如果你追求名利，追求地位。
If you pursue after fame and reputation, that will bring you sorrow.
凡是在主耶稣基督之外任何的东西,
anything outside of the Lord Jesus Christ cannot replace the place of Lord Jesus.
所以请我们记得,
so remember
that.
If you pursue after another God,
他的愁苦必加增,
your sorrow shall multiply.
所以你看我们基督徒啊,生活中没喜乐,
so you see, for Christians, you're not rejoicing.
太多代替的东西了,
because you have so many replacements.
你想想看,今天早晨你起来的时候,你脑子里面想到什么呢?
So recall this. What did you think about when you wake up this morning?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我不知道你想什么,
I don't know what you thought about.
如果那个不是主,
if that was not the Lord,
定归今天这一天你愁苦,
For sure, today you will have sorrows.
你说我有的时候也有点快乐,
you say, sometimes I'm rejoicing.
但是那些快乐都是很短暂,
but those are short lasting.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so,
在我们基督徒属灵的经历里面,
in our spiritual experience,
我也能体会这个点,
I can also experience.
我现在如果把任何东西来代替主自己, 我立刻就愁苦就来了。
If I replace the Lord with any other thing, my sorrow will come immediately.
就是我们今天侍奉主，你把工作代替主，你的愁苦也加增。
If you serve the Lord, if you use the work to replace the Lord, you have sorrow.
你把一个经历代替主，你的愁苦加增。
If you use experiences to replace the Lord, you will have sorrows.
更不要说任何其他的东西。
Not to say any other thing.
所以记得，弟兄姊妹要记得。
You must remember this.
那以别的代替我们的主的，他的愁苦必加增。
Your sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
这个大卫说,
and David said,
他们所浇奠的血我不献上,
their drink of offerings of blood I will not offer,
我嘴唇也不提别神的名号,
nor take up their names in my lips.
这个什么叫做我, 他们所浇奠的血我也不献上,
what does it mean, their drink offering of blood I will not offer?
我想你一个人呢, 能够献祭杀生流血, 那就说你把所有的一切力气都放上去。
If you bring an offering, you kill it, and there's blood, that means you place all your sin onto the animal.
所以你看今天在地上有很多人,
So you see today, some people for their careers, they devote all their life. For family's sake, they devote all their life.
弟兄姊妹们,
So what does this mean by David?
除了主之外,
aside from the Lord,
没有任何的东西值得你去拼命的,
there is nothing else that's worth your life to pursue after.
大卫是个君王啊,
David was a king.
我们看见以后以色列的君王啊, 他们一到了王位上的时候呢, 把神都忘记了。
You see the later kings, as soon as they become king, they forgot God.
哇, 他们抓权抓力,
they fight for fame and power.
结果你看一个个都是愁苦增加的。 So
every one of them, you see their sorrows multiply.
所以弟兄姊妹今天在地上, 除了主之外, 没有任何东西值得你拼命的。
So today, brothers and sisters, aside from the Lord, there's nothing you need to fight for.
大卫说,
I will not speak of their names.
难怪我从前呢，碰见一些年长弟兄姊妹啊。
So I met some elderly brothers and sisters.
你就跟他们教，他们除了主之外，他不愿意讲别的。
When you talk to them aside from the Lord, they don't want to talk about anything else.
什么工作，什么人呢？没兴趣。
Work and other people, they don't want to talk about.
他们只愿意在这里。 把主摆在最重要的地位上。
They just want to place the Lord on the most important place.
啊, 这个让青年弟兄姊妹自己去好好的体会的。
Let the younger brothers and sisters to taste that for yourselves.
啊, 所以第二件事情,
and that's the second thing.
就是那以别的代替神的, 他的愁苦必加增。
Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
啊, 我们再来讲一遍, 好吧?
Let's say that again.
啊, 讲中文的先来啊, 一起来啊。
Chinese first.
那以别的代替神的, 他的愁苦必加增。
Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
嗯, 都没讲了, 跟着弟兄再来一遍了, 英文再来一遍,
One more time.
大声,
Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
要牢记在心,
you need to remember that to the heart.
这个会给你带来极大的恩典和祝福。
This will bring you an enormous amount of blessings and goodness.
这是追求里面生命丰盛的一条路。
This is the path toward the inner abundance.
那么好，第三件事情，
and third point,
在第五节，
in verse 5，
或者第五、第六节，
or 5 and 6，
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，那用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup, you maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，有一个非常宝贵的思想。
We know that in the Bible there is a very precious thought.
就是神为着每一个神的儿女都预备丰盛的产业。
Is that God prepared for all every children of God a abundant inheritance?
我们天上的父亲是多么的富有啊！
Our heavenly Father is so abundant.
啊，你想一想，今天地上呢？ 如果你的爸爸很有钱呢,
think this, if your earthly father is rich,
你爸爸一定就开始给你什么预备产业，对不对？
Of course he will prepare inheritance for you.
我记得在西雅图有一个有钱的父亲啊,
I remember there's a rich father in Seattle.
他的父亲还是个baby呢, 不对不起, 他儿子是个baby,
when the son was yet a baby.
这个爸爸呢已经给他预备那个产业预备到什么他结婚
The father has already prepared enough inheritance until the marriage.
从这个小学、中学、大学所有的钱都给他预备好了。
Money for elementary school, high school, and university.
所以有一次他买了一个很大的一个产业，我去看。
Once he brought a big property, I went to see.
我说你买这个干什么？
I said, why do you buy this?
嘿，我买这个为我儿子。
I bought this for my son.
哇，我很羡慕啊。And
I envy him.
哇，有这样的爸爸太好了，对不对？
It's good to have a father like that.
对不对？ 但是你地上的爸爸如果很穷啊，你也不要埋怨啊。
If your earthly father is not so rich, don't complain.
没关系，你有一个天父。
Nope, doesn't matter because you have a rich heavenly father.
他是无比的富有啊。
And he is so rich.
他量给你的地界。 在美好之处,
and the lines have fallen to you in pleasant places.
圣经说是用绳子来量的,
it's measured in the line.
我们知道在旧约时代中啊,
we know in Old Testament time.
他们量度一个东西有两种东西来测量。
When they do measurements, they use two tools.
一个呢是用杆子,
use a rod, a stick.
一个呢是用绳子,
and then use a line.
那个用杆子的话是量小的东西的。
And if you measure something small, you use a stick.
如果要量大东西的话，他就用绳子来量的。
If you measure bigger things, you use line.
所以大卫说，神量给我们的产业是用绳子来量的。
So David said, my inheritance was measured with lines.
哇，那个丰富是何等的丰富啊！
So abundant.
今天你觉得在地球上，哇，这个丰富的不得了。
Today you think you're on Earth, you're very abundant.
我们晓得在整个宇宙里面，这个地球啊，小得不得了的。
But we see that in the universe, Earth is such a small thing.
假使有一天，天父说，好了，这个小的地球给你。
If one day the Heavenly Father said, you take this small Earth.
你不得了了，你就丰富的不得了了，对不对啊？
It is so abundant.
那个还赶不上神在基督里给你的产业。
But that cannot catch the inheritance in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我没有时间解释这个。
I don't have time to explain that.
我们要讲到神的产业的，我开特别聚会讲的。
We need a special conference to talk about inheritance.
哇，神给我们的丰富是何等的丰富啊！
What he gave us is such abundant.
所以有的时候呢，我坐飞机啊，从西雅图上空起飞了。
Sometimes I take the plane out of Seattle.
那个地上，我想哦，如果我用个小圈这么画一圈的话，我在美国就是有钱人了。
If I say to myself, if I just circle a little piece of the land, I'll be very rich.
弟兄姊妹们，神我们的神就是把整个地球给你，也没什么稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, we just give you the whole earth. It's not big deal.
请记得。
Please remember,
你是天父的儿女。
You are the children of the Heavenly Father.
神是多么的爱我们呢。
God loves us.
他给我们量给我们的产业是用绳子测量的。
And the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
所以这里说耶和华是我的产业。
And the Lord is my inheritance.
这是宝贵的，对不对？
This is precious.
但是你还记得下面一句话？
Remember the next line.
他是我杯中的份。
He is the portion of my cup.
这个杯中的份呢是怎么？就是你天天的享受。
What is the portion of the cup is that your enjoyment every day?
喝不到，这个打不开的。这个杯中的份呢，就是你可以享受到的。谢谢。这个叫杯中的份。
The portion of your cup is something you can enjoy.
就是你天天的生活中都可以享受。
Is for you to enjoy every day.
神给你的产业不是你说哦好啊，将来我到天上去，我又很丰富。
The portion is not only you will go to heaven. That's abundant.
请我们记得，耶和华是我们的产业。
Please remember that the Lord is my inheritance.
也是我们。杯中的份
is also the portion of my cup.
是你天天生活中的享受
is your enjoyment daily.
是你时时刻刻里面的满足
is your satisfaction moment to moment.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
神给我们的产业
the inheritance that God gave us
是我们今天在地上在主跟前呢可以来经历
is something we can experience today on earth.
这实在是主给我们何等大的一个福分！
This is the great blessing the Lord has given us.
你在天天的生活中有享受到主吗？
In your daily life, have you enjoyed the Lord?
我们很多基督徒很可怜呢。
Some Christians are pity.
虽然神给我们的很丰富。
Even though God given us abundance.
但是呢，我们一直都过着贫穷的生活。
But we live in a poor state.
不错，神你的产业神给你持守的。
It is true, the Lord keeps your inheritance.
将来进入永世的时候，那个产业一定归给你。
In eternity, that inheritance will be yours.
但是呢，我们要对神说，耶和华是我的产业。
We need to say to the Lord is my inheritance.
也是我杯中的份。
It's also the portion of my cup.
我们晓得今天在地上。
We know that on earth today,
神并没有把什么永远的产业给我们。
And God didn't give us some eternal inheritance.
在物质的事情上面。
On material things.
我们都知道没有一样东西是你的。
There is not one thing that belongs to you.
我常常讲，哦，这件衣服是我的。
You say that I have this jacket.
真的是你的吗？
Is it really yours?
你要死了你也带不走的。
And when you die, you can't take it with you.
你现在就晓得，这只不过神暂时给你用了，借给你用了。
And this is something God borrowed to you temporarily.
神呢借给有的人多一点，给他一个大房子，给他汽车。
And God borrowed someone a bigger house, a bigger car.
也许借给我的少一点，房子小一点，这个。 这个汽车不是小汽车很贵，也许是比较差一点的。
Maybe to me, God lends me a smaller car, smaller house.
弟兄姊妹没有关系的。
It doesn't really matter.
因为什么？这个地上东西是过渡的东西。
Because these are transitional things.
但是我们真是瞎眼呐。
But we are truly blind.
我们的眼睛一直盯在地上这些看得见摸得着的东西。
We set our eyes on these tangible things that we can see.
结果这些东西妨碍我们，叫我们里面的生命反而不丰富。
And they stops us from seeing, from getting an abundant internal life.
你要像大卫一样。
You need to be like David.
常常经历什么叫做福杯满溢。
The portion of your cup overflows.
早晨起来亲近主。
Every morning when you rise, you draw near to the Lord.
生命在我们里面涌流啊。
And His life overflows.
我好有跟你们讲过啊。
I speak to you.
我有时候在我自己的书房里面读圣经啊。
Sometimes in my office, I read the Bible.
里面就快乐的不得了啊。
I rejoice so much.
我快乐起来，我都坐不住了。
I can't.Keep still.
我也不知道怎么办，我就在那个书房里面走来走去。
I have to walk in circles.
因为心里面实在是快乐。
But it's so rejoicing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
耶和华是我的产业
，and the Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
也是我杯中的份
，and the portion of my cup.
好，这是第三个重要点。
This is the third point.
记得吗
？Do you remember?
我们再讲一遍啊，每个点都要讲一遍。
We'll repeat this one more time.
耶和华是我的产业。是我杯中的份。英文呢
？O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
你不开口很可惜啊。
Sadly,
你要开口，你开口，主的福分就进来了呢。
When you open your mouth, the blessing comes.
不要把嘴巴闭得紧紧。
Don't close your mouth.
我觉得我们现在有一个难处，就是很多弟兄姊妹不大肯开口。
I sense that there's a difficulty that many brothers and sisters are not willing to open their mouth.
散了会声音很大。
When you go out of the meeting, you're loud.
那个在聚会里面呢，不肯开口。
But in the meeting, you're not opening.
再来一遍，来我们中文来。
One more time.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
Oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
好，感谢主，有点进步了。
Thank the Lord, we have improvements.
这第三个点。
That's the third point.
第四个点。
Fourth point.
我们从第七节呢，读到。第十节
from verse 7 to 10
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华我的心肠在夜间也警戒我我将耶和华常摆在我面前因他在我右边我便不致摇动因此我的心欢喜我的灵快乐我的肉身也要安然居住因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间也不叫你的圣者见朽坏
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave me in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
这个秘诀在哪里呢
？So where is the secret?
第八节
，in verse 8，
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord always before me。
这是一个重要的一个秘诀。
This is an important secret。
我们知道大卫一生的经历非常的坎坷，非常的艰苦。
We know that all his life, David went through many difficulties.
他的敌人非常的多。
He had many enemies.
你知道我们这些堕落的人。
And you know us as fallen man.
如果谁跟我们作对。
And if someone is against us.
谁成了我们的敌人。
If someone becomes our enemy.
你有个麻烦是什么呢
You will have a trouble.
比如说你一闭眼睛他就在你眼前。
As soon as you close your eyes, he will be in front of you.
是吧你有时候一安静下来他就来了就在你面前
As soon as you quiet down he's in front of you
我们知道大卫曾经呢被扫罗这个追赶对不对
We know that David was once chased after by Saul
他真是过这个心惊胆战的生活
And he lived a very fearful life
我相信他有时候到神面前祷告时眼睛一闭起来扫罗就在眼前
I think that sometimes when he prayed before the Lord as soon as he closed his eyes he will see Saul
你想想看你老是看见扫罗你怎么会快乐呢
Think about this. If you see Saul all the time, would you rejoice?
对不对呢
Isn't that right?
那一闭眼就是扫罗。
As soon as you close your eyes, you see Saul.
所以呢，他在这里告诉我们。
So he tells us here,
神教导他,
God instructed
神提醒他,
him. God reminded him. Even at the night seasons.
有时候白天我们还好了,大卫白天的时候跟着他的人在一起哦, 这晚上一睡觉就不得了,一睡觉啊,梦中都是扫罗。
During the day is fine, but as soon as you go to sleep, as soon as he closes his eyes, you see Saul.
你有没有这样的经历啊?
Have you had such an experience?
啊,你一闭起来,哎,那个讨厌的人又来了。
As soon as you lay down, close your eyes, oh, that man again.
那个麻烦人又来了。
Oh, it's him again.
所以你整晚做噩梦。
So all the night you had nightmares.
你也睡不好了。
You can't sleep well.
对不对啊? 哎呀,有的人呢, 整天精神恍恍惚惚的, 为什么呢? 那个, 那个难处在里面。
For some people, their minds are not together because they think about that person.
所以大卫给我们一个秘诀。
David gave us a secret.
我常将耶和华摆在我的面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
弟兄姊妹们,你每次看见主, 你就快乐了, 对不对?
Brothers and sisters, every time you see the Lord, you rejoice, isn't it?
我们知道大卫还不仅扫罗逼迫他,
not only Saul persecuted David,
他的有个妻子米甲也是很麻烦,
and he also had a wife, Micah, was also troublesome.
所以大卫恐怕常常想到米甲也不快乐,
so when David think about his wife, he won't happy.
一闭眼睛, 老婆就在眼前,
as soon as you close the eyes, the wife is in front of you.
苦恼, 想到他就苦恼,
so much pain.
弟兄姊妹,你们原谅我讲, 今天有的家庭里面发生难处, 不是光是这个姊妹是弟兄的难处, 有时候弟兄的姊妹的难处, 对不对?
In some families today, not only the wife is the burden of the wife, but the brother is also the burden of the husband.
有个姊妹告诉我,
and a sister told me,
她说你不知道我的弟兄脾气多大,
you don't know how angry my brother can get.
每次一下班, 他一回到家里面, 满屋子都是魔鬼,
as soon as he come home from work, the house is full with devil.
那我就知道她的生活不快乐,
and then I will know she is not happy in her
life.
Because as soon as she closes her eyes, the husband is in front of her all the time.
你过的是什么生活呢?
What life is that?
所以大卫也是一样, 开头, 可能你知道大卫有一次把那个约柜, 从俄比以东家接回来,
so you know that once there was this time David received the covenant back.
大卫多么快乐, 在那个约柜的面前跳舞献祭,
and David rejoices and danced and with the ark.
然后给以色列的百姓祝福,
and he blessed the Israels.
然后满心欢喜想回家给家人祝福,
and he was so happy in blessing the people.
哪里晓得一进门呢就是米甲,
and then as soon as he went into the house, he see the wife.
这米甲说以色列的君王有好大的荣耀,
oh, how glory is the king of Israel.
在以色列众人面前赤身露体的跳舞,
and you dance before the people naked.
大卫本来很快乐的,
David was very happy.
回家了,老,这个太太呢,把这个一盆冷水从头上浇下来,
and then as soon as he came home, he cooled down.
但是大卫有学习,
but David learned something.
大卫说,你轻看我不要紧,
you can look lightly upon me.
我要更轻看我的自己,
I will look lightly even more on myself.
这什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
这就是把主摆在眼前,
that is to set the Lord before you.
他看见主耶稣的降卑啊,
and he saw the humbleness of the Lord, and he saw the shame of the Lord. My wife can shame me, it's no big deal. You cannot look light. If the wife looks light upon you, you will be
disturbed.
You need to learn that I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. We know that in the tradition of Jews, on the right hand is the greatest. And the Lord is your strength.
主就叫你怎么样? 不动摇。
The Lord will cause you to not be moved.
从前呢,大卫一看见扫罗, 这个就摇晃很厉害, 对不对?
When David saw Paul, saw Saul, he will be shaken.
现在他把耶和华摆在眼前, 不必害怕。
But as soon as he set the Lord before him, he will not be moved.
他说,因此我的心欢喜,
and therefore my heart is glad.
我的灵快乐,
and my glory rejoices.
不仅有快乐,有荣耀啊, 这个英文里面讲有in glory,
and my glory rejoices.
我有荣光的快乐,
I have the rejoice of my glory.
彼得就讲说呢，我的舌头就快乐了。
Peter would say, my tongue rejoices.
啊，就会唱歌了。
I will sing.
啊，扫罗还在那里。
When Paul was there, when Saul was there,
哎，这个米甲还在那里。
When Micah was there,
但是大卫已经会唱歌了。
David learned to sing.
为什么会唱歌呢
？Why would he sing?
有什么理由唱歌呢
？What reason do you have to sing?
因为什么？看见主了。
Because he saw the Lord.
啊，他说我的肉身也安然居住。
And my flesh also will rest in hope.
所以大卫每天晚上都睡得很好啊。
So David rests well every night.
哎，因为什么呢？把主摆在眼前，你还睡不好吗
？Because if you place the Lord before you, you will rest well.
他说还说什么？因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor you will allow your holy one to see corruption.
你知道，有的时候我们如果落在一个难处里面的时候
，You see, sometimes when we are in difficulty,
那个难处太大。
The difficulty is so
great. 你从难处中出不来的时候
，You can't come out of it.
你就好像你整个的魂呢都下了地狱一样。
It's like your entire soul went to hell.
那有没有这样的经历啊
？Do you have that experience?
年轻人也许这个还不够深入领会啊。
Maybe young people don't have that.
哇，有的时候那个难处来到一个地步的时候，你好像整天都活在地狱里面。
Sometimes when difficulty comes, you're just as if you're living hell.
本来我们基督徒里面应该充满荣光的。
We should be filled with glory.
结果里面变得暗淡了。
But it's darkness.
好像整个都黑暗了。
It is covered with darkness.
所以你看那个脸上都是愁苦啊。
And you see dark clouds on our face.
弟兄姊妹们，你只要学会把主常摆在你的眼前。
If you learn to set the Lord always before you.
你的魂就不可能会落到阴间这样的一个境地。
And your soul will not fall to Sheol.
并且呢，神不会叫他的圣者见朽坏。
The Lord will not allow his holy one to see corruption.
不会叫我们在主面前的生活呢。叫我们在主面前的日子呢，活在那个朽坏的光景。
And our life will not live in corruption.
啊，你看看大卫真是一个懂得怎样活在神的跟前的一个人，对不对
？You see, David truly knows how to live before the Lord.
啊，他这个都是一个秘诀啊。
These are secrets.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers,
我们知道保罗在世的日子也是这样。
We know that the days of Paul is also the
same. 他是一个常把耶和华把主摆在眼前的一个人。
And he always set the Lord before him.
所以他告诉我们，基督徒可以敞着脸来到神的跟前。
And he told us Christians we can come to the Lord with an open face.
在荣光中可以跟主面对面的有交通。
We can see the Lord from glory to glory.
所以虽然哥林多的教会有这么多的难处
，And even though the church in Corinth has so much difficulty,
让保罗不知道流了多少的眼泪。
Paul shed countless tears.
但是你看保罗写哥林多前书的时候啊
，But when Paul wrote First Corinthians. First thing he opened, he said, we thank the Lord for you.
啊，因为什么呢？保罗是一个透过基督看教会的人。
Because Paul sees the church through Christ.
他不是光看见难处。
He doesn't just see difficulty.
他看见了主的拯救。
He saw the salvation.
看见主的全能。
He saw the power of.
所以眼睛一看哥林多弟兄姊妹，那个里面就愁苦了，对不对
？When we see the church in Corinth, we sorrow.
但是透过基督看的时候呢
？But if you see through Christ,
他知道神的选召是没有后悔的。
And he knows that God is not regretful.
他知道神能做人所不能做的事情。
He knows that God can do what is impossible.
所以他对教会就有信心了。
So he is faithful in the church.
他有信心不是对哥林多弟兄姊妹有信心。
He is not faithful in the brothers and sisters.
他是对主有信心啊。
But he's faithful in the Lord.
常把主摆在眼前。
So he set the Lord always before him.
所以他的心里就快乐。
And that is why he rejoices.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们处在一个末了的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we're in the end time.
教会将在地上遇见很大的难处。
And the church will encounter great difficulties.
所以你看，从外表看教会。
So if you see on the outside, look at the church.
到处都是荒凉软弱。
You see desolations and.
到处都叫你叹气的。
And everywhere you see is not good.
弟兄姊妹，你这个时候更需要怎样？把耶和华摆在你的眼前。
At this time, brothers and sisters, we need to set the Lord before us always.
所以这是第四个秘诀，对吧
？So that's the fourth secret.
啊，一起讲一下好不好
？Say it together.
中文的啊，中文来啊。我将耶和华常摆在我面前。OK， 英文的。
I have set the Lord always before me.
啊，大声讲吧！我觉得你们今天早晨呢。大概起得太早了，早了一个钟头，对不对
？Maybe you lost 1 hour of sleep.
没精神了，要有点精神，好不好？中文的来啊。
With energy.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
Amen.
Amen.
哎，要这么大声才好啊。
That's good.
要比这更大声才好。
Even louder is good.
啊， 弟兄姊妹 你不要以为我开玩笑，你在家里如果把这些话在主面前大声的来念，你多念几遍，你看看你就得释放。
Don't think I'm joking this, but if you say these things loudly at home,
神的话
the more you say, the more you're released.
神的话是有能力的。
The word of the Lord has power.
好，为了时间缘故，我们看第五个点。
For the time's sake, we'll look at the fifth point.
第十一节。
In verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever.
在这句话里面的秘诀什么呢？
So what is the secret in here?
其实哈，这个你必将生命的道路指示我，好像他那个原文的意思也有说，你已经将这个生命的道路指示我。
It seems in the original language that you have already shown me the path of life.
弟兄姊妹，尤其我们在新约时代中的圣徒。
Especially for us in New Testament times.
我们都知道，当你蒙恩得救的时候，主就把一个新的生命放在你里面。
We know that when you received salvation, the Lord placed a new life in you.
那个意思就告诉你，从今天开始起，你要走生命的路。
And that means from this day forward, you walk a way of life.
你要跟着生命的感觉走。
And you follow the feeling of life.
今天我们晓得地上的教会啊。
We see the church today.
一个非常重大的一个偏离。
A very great deviation.
啊，我们注重知识，我们注重道理，我们注重教会外表的做法，注重各式各样不同的活动。
We focus on knowledge, on doctrine, on the ways of doing things, on activities.
就是不注重生命。
But we don't pay attention to life.
今天在弟兄姊妹中，我们看见那个真正跟着生命的感觉走的圣徒越来越少了。
We see today fewer and fewer of the saints who walk according to the life.
因为我们所欣赏的都是人外表的恩赐。
What we envy is the external gift.
人的口才。
The eloquence.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是靠着人呢，那么用一点点的这些呢东西来刺激我们过这样的生活。
And we use some catalyst to cause us to go forward.
你忘记了，主已经把生命的活泉放在你里面了。
We forgot that the Lord has already given us the living spring.
我记得我上一次在这里跟你们讲到，对不对？
I remember last time I told you.
主说信我的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
Lord Jesus said, those who believe me out of his belly will flow living streams of water.
主已经把一个生命的活泉放在我们里面。
God has already given us that stream of water.
在约翰福音第四章里面。
In chapter 4 of John.
我们看见那个可怜的撒玛利亚妇人。
We see that a Samaritan woman.
她是每过着羞耻的生活。
She lived a shameful life.
每天中午呢到那个雅各井去打一点水。
Every noon she will go to the well to get water.
那个生活真是暗无天日的。
That is a very dark life.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
主来遇见她。
The Lord met him.
所以当她遇见主之后呢。
So when she met the Lord.
她里面开始有了一个生命的活泉。
She had a living water.
所以她就把水罐子丢掉了。
So she forsook her pitcher.
哎呀，每次我读到那个故事啊。我心里面总是有点叹息。
Every time I read that story, I sigh in my heart.
你们原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this.
我们现在很多基督徒都好像这样。
Many Christians are like this.
经常有什么特别聚会了，那么主日聚会拎个水罐子就来打点水。
On a conference or Sunday mornings, you come with a pitcher.
今天早晨，那么主怜悯我们，有一点活泉在这涌，我们就打点水回家了。
This morning, if the Lord is merciful on us, we will go home with a little living water.
打回家还没喝两口了，就不够了，明天又要打了呀。
As soon as you go home, the water runs out.
所以我们就看到处去看哪里有水，就到哪里去打一点。
So we will seek water everywhere we look.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个可怜的生活。
Brothers and sisters, that is a pitiful life.
你忘记了。主在你里面是生命的活泉。
You forgot that the Lord is the living stream in you.
主曾经借着耶利米严厉地指责以色列的百姓。
The Lord used Jeremiah to scold Israel.
耶和华神对以色列百姓说。
The Lord said to the people of
Israel. 你们离弃我这活水的泉源。
You have forsook the living stream of water.
找出一个不能盛水的池子，破裂不能盛水的池子。
And you've opened a You dug for yourself an empty cistern.
那么你用这个不能盛水的池子来生活。
You live with a container that cannot hold water.
就像个撒玛利亚的妇人一样，整天拎个水罐子这样。
It's like this American woman comes everywhere with a pitcher.
哎，我们晓得到今天这个时代中啊，拎水罐子的人越来越多了。
We see that today more and more people holds a water bottle.
当然，喝水是好事情啊。
It's good for you to drink water.
我记得我们从前小时候聚会的时候，没有人什么拎茶杯啊什么到聚会厅。现在很多人带着水罐子。
When I was younger, not many people come with a water bottle, but many of you do that now.
如果在聚会里面得不是什么供应，至少喝两口水也好。
If you cannot receive a good living water, good words, then at least you can drink water.
我不是开玩笑啊。
I'm not joking.
弟兄姊妹们，求主怜悯我们。
Lord, may the Lord have
pity. 今天早晨我们就把水罐子都丢了。
This morning we will forsook our pitchers.
因为我们里面有生命的活泉。
Because in us
have
living water.
我们有满足的快乐。
We have the satisfaction of joy.
弟兄姊妹，跟从主。
Lord, we follow the Lord.
你就不应该是枯干的。
You should not be dry.
你就应该里面是蛮有滋润的。
You should be moist in you.
哎呦，我们就应该像一棵树栽在溪水旁一样。
It's like a tree planted in the water.
也不枯干，按时候结果子。
The leaves will not wither and you will bear fruit on time.
这个才是神给我们的生活，对不对呢？
That is the life God given us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主已经在你里面。
Lord is in you.
他是一个活泉。
He is the living water.
不过呢，可能我们里面那个活泉呢，被仇敌不知道用了什么泥土啊、石头把它堵死了。
But maybe the enemy has stuck that string.
所以你要像以撒一样的开始挖井了。
So you should be like Esau. You need to dig well.
靠着主的恩典，把亚伯拉罕从前所挖的井重新把它挖出来。
So you need to dig the old well that Abraham used to dig.
那么弟兄姊妹们。你就是走生命的道路。
And then you will walk on the path of life.
我们知道今天呢，在基督徒中间。
I know among Christians.
我们能够学习跟着生命的感觉走，那是一个很大的保护。
It's a great protection for us if we can walk according to the life.
神的恩典是够我们用的。
The grace of Lord is sufficient.
我想我没有时间给你们举例子。
I don't have time for
examples. 那么请你记住这个原则。
But please remember this principle.
你将生命的道路指示我。
He has instructed me the way of
living life. 当我们能顺着这个生命的感觉走的时候，
If we walk according to the path of life.
他说在你面前有满足的喜乐。
In your presence is fullness of joy.
原文的意思你看英文比较清楚，就是在你的同在里面就有一种满足的快乐出来。
In your presence is fullness of joy.
我们常常羡慕要与主的同在啊。
Sometimes we envy for the presence of the Lord.
主说我已经与你同在了。
But the Lord is telling us I'm already with you.
我住在你里面了，怎么还叫做与你同在呢？
I already dwells in you.
因为你不太注意我嘛。
Because you're not paying attention to me.
对不对？你眼睛都看别人，不看主。
And you're looking elsewhere, not the Lord.
你也不知道怎样按照主的生命在主面前生活。
And you don't know how to live according to life.
所以我们失去了呢，在主同在中的满足快乐。
So we've lost the fullness of joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不仅你在这里，在他的同在中有满足的快乐。
Not only in your presence is fullness of joy.
并且在你右手中有永远的福乐。
At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
那个祝福是永远的，从今时直到永远。
The blessings are forever.
这是神今天给我们的生活。
And that is the life God given us.
所以大卫能在灵里面，在生命的深处过一个富足的生活。
That is why David can live the abundance of life in spirit.
那么他把这个丰盛生命经历的秘诀告诉我们。
And he tells us the secrets to that abundant life.
第五个点。
Fifth point.
你必将生命的道路指示我。
You will show me the path of life.
这样请大家一起来念。
Together.
来，你必将生命的道路指示我。
You will show me the path of life.
Amen.我听见两个弟兄的声音大。
I heard two brothers.
再来，英文的再来。
One more time, English.
一二三。
You will show me the path of life.
Amen. 感谢主，弟兄姊妹们。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
好，我们要记住今天早晨在诗篇第十六篇里面讲到五个重要的点。
We need to remember this morning that there are five important points in Psalm 16.
能记住吗
？Can you remember them?
不要听完就忘记了。
Don't forget after you hear it.
第一个点是什么？
First point.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
第二个点。
Second point.
那以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
第三个点。
Thirdly.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
啊，第四个点。
Fourth point.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
I have set the Lord always before me.
第五个点。
Fifth point.
你必将生命的道路指示我。
You will show me the path of life.
啊，这是在诗篇第十六篇里面，大卫从他个人的经历里面告诉我们追求主的秘诀。
So from David's personal experience, he tells us the secret of pursuing after the Lord.
何其宝贵。
It's so precious.
所以希望弟兄姊妹们从现在开始起，你就循着这五个点在主面前好好的有操练和学习。
Brothers and sisters, may you from today onward have exercise on these five points.
我鼓励你们立志，每天早上起来把它想一遍。
I encourage you to have this will that every morning when you wake up, you will think about these five points.
一张开了就把这五件事先背一下。
As soon as you open your eyes, you recall these five things.
你会看见你的生命有改变。
You will see changes in your life.
你会看见你的生活越来越丰富。
You will see your life become more abundant.
所以求主因这个话祝福我们所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May the Lord bless us according to His words.
请我们低头再一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你不仅把生命赐给了我们。
Not only you have given us life.
你也把生命的路指示了我们。
You have also shown us the path of life.
主啊，你怎样引导大卫。
Lord, how you once led David.
求你也照样引导我们。
Lord, lead us today.
让我们在世的日子里面的生命能够越过越丰富。
Lord, may the days of our life, our inner life will grow more and more abundant.
我们愿意在你跟前过一个蒙福的生活。
And we want to live a blessed life before you.
今天早晨让这些话在我们里面发光。
Lord, cause these words to shine upon us.
引导我们的生活。
Lord, lead us.
虽然我们在这个干旱疲乏无水之地，
Lord, even though we're in this desolate and dry land,
主啊，你让我们里面过着一个滋润的生活，
and Lord, cause us to live an inner abundance,
过一个新鲜活泼的生活，
a fresh life,
好叫我们在地上在任何的环境里面把荣耀归给你，
so that on earth in any circumstances we'll render glory to you.
谢谢你的恩典，
we thank you for your
grace, 谢谢你自己的眷顾，
we thank you for your care.
垂听我们的祷告，
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.